Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now.
Now here's a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
I want to talk about that one thing that's holding you back. What's that one thing that is posing as an obstacle in your life? What's that one thing? I want you to think about that. One thing that you know secretly that you have to deal with. What's that one thing that internally that you know is holding you back? That you either have to separate from, that you have to get rid of, that you have to look at it, you have to deal with it, you actually have to face it. What's that one thing that's preventing you? Maybe it's how you communicate. Maybe it's how you're dressing. Maybe it's how you walk in. Maybe it's your lack of confidence within yourself. I don't know what it is, but I want you to identify that one thing that's preventing you from moving forward. I'll ask it in a different question. If it was one thing in your life that you could change that would help you achieve the goals that you want and you desire today, what is that thing? I want you to think about that. Because most of us, we don't have a clue. We know what it is, but we leave it on the back burner. We never face it. We never go towards it. We never deal with it. We just let it sit there and mingle and hinder us. And we know it's there, but it's almost like we ignore it. We ignore it. And that's that one thing I want to talk about. What is it? Because you're going to have to deal with that thing. In order to grow, in order to progress, in order to move past that ceiling that's over your head, you have to deal with that one thing, that obstacle. This morning as I was running, as many times as I ran 3.5 miles or whatever the mileage is, 3.1 miles, as many times as I've run that, today had to have been one of the toughest days for me running that. And why? I have no idea. But the obstacle today was my body. That was it. That one obstacle today was in my camp, which was my body. Like, my mind is saying, oh man, I got this, I'm gonna crush it. But my body's saying, ah, your legs hurt. Okay, so you're not listening and paying attention to the legs. Okay, so now my chest hurts. Okay, so you're not gonna listen to that? All right, well now your arms hurt. Okay, if you're not going to listen to that, now your feet are going to hurt. And so it just kept pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and just aggravating and aggravating. And all to which it wasn't until I dealt with it. I had to deal with that. I'd say, you know what? I don't care what you're trying to throw at me. Now, if you keep it up, I'm going to keep running faster. And so I increased my speed to silence what was happening. But you know what? The first thing I'd do, I had to challenge it. I couldn't ignore it any longer. I couldn't ignore it because as long as I ignored it, it was just going to affect my performance. But because I challenged it and I shifted and I changed something in an action and I was intentional about it, everything began to change. My body aligned with where I was going and where I was heading. And I want to tell you, what's that obstacle in your life that you have to deal with, that you have to be intentional about, that you have to really dive in, that you really have to challenge it, face it, and deal with it? What is it? You can't run from it. Your responsibility is to deal with it. Your responsibility is to challenge it. Your responsibility is to take it head on and do away with it. That's your responsibility. You can't neglect your responsibility. I'm telling you, it's that one thing that's keeping that lid over your head, that's keeping that ceiling right above your head. And you're saying, man, I just keep hitting that thing. I feel like I keep falling back down. I'm telling you, you can no longer avoid that one thing. You got to deal with it. You got to deal with it. But what does that one thing look like? It can come in all shapes, sizes, and forms. It can come in things. It can come in stuff. It can come in actions. It can come in some of the stuff that you possess. It can come in within your job. It can come in your boss. It can come in all these different areas. But what is that one thing that you have to deal with? Maybe it's your attitude. I don't know. Maybe it's the way you communicate with others. Maybe it's a lack of communication with others. You see, these are super important things that you have to deal with in order to go to the next level. So I want to encourage you guys, identify that one thing. Second, take responsibility for it. Third, challenge it. Challenge it. Okay?
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I would ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.